You may recall a few weeks ago we heard about a practice in some parts of Afghanistan where married women are referred to in public not by their own name but by their husbands, and how some Afghan women were defying that practice. Well, here's a related story out of India. It's about a similar tradition, sort of in reverse. In some parts of rural India, a woman is expected to avoid using her husband's name in public, supposedly a sign of respect. And now there's a campaign to end that practice, one that encourages women to shout their husband's name in public. My BBC colleague Keita Pandey is in Delhi following the story.
This tradition, nobody seems to know when it originated, where it originated, and why it originated. But all we know is that it has been going on for centuries. Women don't take their husbands' names. They don't call their husbands by their names. And that's essentially because, husbands are supposed to be the ones who provide for you financially. They are also supposed to be older in age. And, so it's a kind of a sign of respect, right? I mean, in India, husbands are actually treated on a par with God, right? So they are not God's gift to you, but they are actually your gods. So you do not call them by name.
Your husband is a god. That is the attitude. That's pretty extraordinary.
Well, yes, but that's exactly how, it is in the pecking order. And, and this is not something that's just about Hindu religion or any particular religion, because I spoke to my friends and colleagues who are Muslims, who are Christians, who are Sikhs, and who are Jains or Buddhists, right? Mm. And it's across the country, it's across the regions, it's across the caste divide. So in families across India, women do not call their husbands by their names.
Yeah, in traditional families, what do women call their husbands?
Well, all sorts of ingenious ways, right? For instance, my parents, right? I mean, they were married for 73 years, until my dad died last year. And she had never, ever called him by his name.
No way.
So, that is true, right? In front of us, she would call him Babuji, which is the Hindi word for father, right? Which is how we addressed him. But one day I asked her, I said, so what did you call him before we were born, right? Because we weren't there all the time. And you were married to him much before that, right? For many years, you didn't have any children. So what did you call him then? And she said, I just called him Hey-ho, right? Now, Hey-ho is a kind of... Well, hey ho is a Hindi word which actually means hey you.
Right? I was going to say it sounds like hey you.
It exactly means that, right? But in lots of families, they would say aji sunte ho, which means actually please listen, or will you please listen, or sometimes they'll also call them by the sort of the father of so and so. So if your older child is called whatever, right? Munni or Bunti or whatever. So they'll say Bunti ke papa, right? So Bunti's father or Munni's father, right? So that's how they would be addressed.
So now there's this group of volunteers. They've been trying to question this whole tradition, going out, filming women in villages, shouting out their husbands' names. What's been the response?
Well, it's a small campaign, right? Which was done by this group. And they spoke to this group of women and they showed them this little film and they said, let's challenge patriarchy. And, the first step is you basically have to start taking your husband's names. It was quite funny, but it was also really heartwarming, right? Women were asked to take their husband's names for the first time ever in their lives. And actually, you see the expressions on their faces. It's really priceless, right? Mm. Because some of them are actually quite shy. Some of them burst out into giggles. It was actually quite a strange kind of video.
It also sounds like it could be a very empowering movement, at least for the few people who are taking part in it.
Well, yes, exactly. I mean, because some people would say, okay, what's in a name really, right? But the fact is, when I was talking to these women, they said, actually, there's a lot in a name, right? Because it's the very first step towards dismantling patriarchy. If you if you're not even allowed to call them by their name, right? I mean, how can you think about changing bigger things? I mean, India has a huge issue of discrimination between men and women. And so, the women are saying that, until and unless you challenge the first step, how would you come to the bigger issues?
My colleague at the BBC, Geeta Pandey, joining us from Delhi. Thanks very much for your time, Geeta.
Thank you.